Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. .com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. I'm going to touch on some geopolitical issues this hour. And, of course, the thing to look at is what's going on in your world. First off, the Dow has tumbled another 500 points, bringing the two-day close losses to more than 1,300 points. Why did that happen? It happened because the Fed raised the interest rate 3.32%. It hadn't done it during Obama once. It's done it multiple times. And the latest rise was a major blow to the tech companies, especially Amazon and other tech companies. Why is this so important? Well, because if they take away the economic fortunes that have happened under the Trump administration for the past 2 years, they can maybe turn the election back so that the Democrats, according to the Hildebeest, Hillary Rotten Clinton, the highest level female warlock in the Western world, we may end up with the Democrats taking the House, and they'll start massive investigations, over 100 lawsuits against the Trump administration, his hotel complexes, his family members, and anybody else who speaks out against the left and the globalists, which, by the way, are also on the right, like John McInsane before he died of glioblastoma, and many other people like Senator Flake, which are anti-Trumpers. But people have to understand Trump himself is screwing up because he's allowing a lot of pro-globalist Trumpers around him, including John Lightning Bolt, and luckily Nikki Haley's gone because she had no heart at all for the North Koreans or Syrians, and was cheering on the idea of hitting with a missile strike Syria when there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever that they use chemical weapons. So what we're dealing with now is pure insanity, and the spiritual warfare in the heavenlies is now descending to earth. That's because we're getting closer and closer to the ultimate culmination. And we talked about this to some extent yesterday with Jonathan Gray. I posted up the symbol, which is the mark of the beast is tied in a sense to Sunday worship, which means you don't worship or rely on God. And the seal of God is tied to the Sabbath, which means not just on one day, but every day you rely on God. And if you expand that out, you realize what's going on is our so-called constitutional republic is based on Luciferic principles, not Christian. And it has maintained some level of order, but the order out of chaos is now ending because the left has decided we're not going to be civil unless we're back in power. No, they're never civil. And neither are the right civil when we have people like Flake and McCain and so on that are working with ISIS and Al-Qaeda to try to create war in these other countries and continue to justify a giant budget of $700 billion this year alone to expand their military to over 700 plus bases around the world. Part of our problem when we can't afford health care is not just that we can re-engineer health care to be affordable and portable, but also the idea that do we have to be in everybody's back door? Do we have to be the policeman of the planet? I don't think so. I think we can operate and be a leader in the planet, let alone with being a military battalion of advanced weapons, that ultimately, once a war does get started, it means the demise of America, and most Americans will die in thermonuclear, scalar, chemical, biological, and weather warfare. Now, what's going on right now, would it all at all surprise me that there's some weather manipulative components to the current superstorms like the one Michael that's striking the Florida Panhandle heading across Georgia and the Carolinas again with more rain. So what's happening is you have to look at the broader picture here. Stock market's crashing so they can take away the reason for the red wave, not the blue wave, in the midterm elections. The left and globalists, both left and right, are terrified that Trump is going to actually build up America and improve the economy and eventually develop issues to get infrastructure, healthcare affordability, and other technologies which will disable the West and the globalist socialists that want to have top-down control government. And what's happening is we have technology that could stop these storms. I don't know if Trump doesn't know about it, but I keep on saying this, so that hopefully it'll sink through to him when I put together some videos which explain scalar weather control, that they need to make sure these weather systems do not strike the American continent anymore, or our islands like Guam or Puerto Rico. I mean, this is ridiculous that I know this technology has existed for decades and it's not being used to stop these weather systems. So what's happening right now? The Dow is down 1,300 points on purpose, right, less than a month away from the election. We're seeing superstorms striking now again and again. The Carolinas and now Florida. We're seeing very tight races where, you know, if the Republicans take over and get, say, another 4 to 6 seats in the Senate and increase the number of Congress people that support Trump and his agenda, we're not only going to strengthen the economy, we're likely to actually be able to negotiate peace with North Korea and Iran, get China to get on side with their intellectual property, and start collaborating on things like bringing them over on a work visa to help build our high-speed rail so you can hop on a train, say, in San Diego and get to L.A. in a matter of minutes rather than hours, and completely avoid the traffic. It'll take a lot of the pressure off these giant freeways here in California, where you measure distances not in time, and not in how far away it is, but how long it's going to take you to get there, depending on the crazy traffic. And also, the amount of pollution being generated by them is really bad. Luckily, they improved it some, but the catalytic crackers, in fact, actually generate more pollution that's more damaging to the ozone layer. We're not facing the music that much of our worst changes are not under our control, but the piggybacking by globalists and viromaniacs is trying to amplify that by taxing industry and people so it can shut down the advance of African or other countries from having advanced energy and high-tech economy, which they want, so they can actually have a decent living like we have in the West and, say, America. And, of course, when Barack Obama talks about this, that if you do this, it'll turn America and the world into Venus, he's a liar. He doesn't understand environmentalism, oceanography, or astrophysics, and he's a just plain liar, okay? And these liars need to shut up. I'm getting sick and tired of people who aren't qualified, who are just political pundits, actually open their yap and don't have any defendable logic behind what they're saying. That includes people with science doctorates in climatology that work for the East Anglia University in Britain or work for the United Nations, trying to push their agenda, which is enviropolitics and shutting down only carbon, but carbon generators, that's us, people. In fact, I talked to Deborah Tavares this morning before the show, and she was talking about the Lawrence Livermore Laboratories and how they're involved with manipulating the climate control debate, etc. I said, I'm going to change their name from Livermore to Live No More. That's the usual sarcastic twist of my mind, ego mind, is to add a little twist to it, just add some dark humor so you kind of get it as to what's going on. So the solution is, wake up, people. Realize there's people on the left and the right that want to control you. Realize that the future is a dark future if you let them, which means they want to control genetics, give you hundreds of vaccines, chip you and track you in a matrix, convert your money to an eco-currency where they can actually know everything you're doing and everywhere you are and even your thoughts. And that, by the way, is the mark of the beast, layer upon layer upon layer. And it'll have some religious layers on the top to try to indicate that what you're doing is you're going to have a peaceful world after this because they'll eliminate pre-crime. Like the Minority Report. You only eliminate pre-crime when you eliminate pre-thought of doing a crime, which means they have to hack into your consciousness and track you. And people say, well, I don't believe that, Deagle. I say, it's not a matter of belief, it's a matter of facts. They're already planning on doing it. We see millions of cameras around London. This is to stop pre-crime. But if they can eventually hack into your consciousness, believe me, anything they don't agree with won't occur. I saw a new update here on Drudge about Trump lawyers prep answers to Mueller questions. Trump should never sit down and answer any questions from Mueller. This is a never-ending game. And the reason why Mueller's doing this is to cover his own butt and the butt of his confreres that are criminals, including Comey, McCabe, etc. And the guys that were working for Fusion GPS, including top attorneys there, you know, that are working in the Department of Justice that are actually criminals. So people say, oh, that doesn't exist. They say, no, it's not open to opinion now. I mean, it's in the open news. If you even listen on MSNBC or CNN, you'll see this stuff is very obvious. We're also seeing a collapse of what I call attack on the family. And there's an interesting lady here, Camilla Paglia, talking about dissecting the decades. Says feminism is a collapse of Western civilization. It's no longer rational feminism to protect women from assault, etc. And the Me Too movement, it's gone beyond that. Now, irrational assaults, which are pushed forward by the Barack Obama, with these tribunals and universities now making it possible for many people, mainly men, but some women, for being accused and have to spend a fortune to extricate their themselves from a legal quandary, or even being removed from the university. So if you don't think this is really happening, you're not paying attention. It is. It's happening now because it is the end times. Back in just a moment. Your questions are welcome.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This article, I think, that talks about the significant 1,300 point plus drop on the stock market. Stocks fell sharply in volatile trading on Thursday as indicators investors dumped riskier assets in favor of traditional safe havens like bonds. Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 546 points lower, bringing its two-day loss to more than 1,300 points. The S&P dropped 2.1% and posted its sixth straight decline. The broad index also broke down its 200-day moving average for the first time since May. The Nasdaq Composite pulled back 1.3% and briefly entered correction territory. The Dow fell as much as 698.97 points in its lowest of the day. The index bounced after a report that said Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping would be meeting at next month's G20 summit. So in other words, there's some concern over what's going on with U.S. with trade tariff wars, etc., which is basically just a negotiating tool. Treasury yields, of course, the main thing is the Fed raised the interest rate 3.32%. Treasury yields pull back from multi-year highs with the benchmark 10-year sliding to 3.13%. A two-year yield also fell 2.84%. So in other words, we're heading toward another economic cataclysm like 2008, because they never fixed the issues. In fact, I remember a long tirade at the end of that movie, The Big Short, some years ago when it came out after 2008, that in fact a lot of people went to jail, they fixed all things and so on. They said none of this happened. In other words, they didn't fix anything, nobody went to jail, it didn't fix into like structural problems with the economy, it didn't wall off with like things like Glass-Steagall we talked about with Harley Schlanger every Friday. So the momentum correction, not a portfolio correction, said Joe Terranova, chief market strategist at Virtus Investment Partners. I don't know. I think that there's a controlled demolition of the economy to make sure it holds back the Republicans continue to hold the Senate and Congress. I think it's an attack directly against Trump because he didn't raise the interest rates during Barack Obama. I think it's the globalist one to demolish the economy so they can destroy the chances of Trump getting a second term in 2020, which I don't think is going to work. And I think also what we see happening is that they want to move to cryptocurrencies where the government controls everything. Eventually, they want to have a global omniscient system where the matrix, in a sense, becomes reality. And if you don't think this is happening, you need to realize that the ultimately the left and the right, that are globalists, want to control you in every aspect, including even your thoughts. So that's what I see happening there. Now, in terms of healthcare, let me go over what my healthcare plan is. And because they keep on pushing it, the Democrats keep on saying they've got a healthcare plan. Well, here's mine. You have a VAT or value-added tax. The money goes back to, say, the state for a pool of money. Everybody is paid a salary. There's no more fee-for-service situation where you pay a specific fee for a service. If you have a health problem, you just simply show up, get testing. Everybody is also authorized to get covered by their insurance, by their VAT health plan, to do functional testing, to do blood work, organic acids, imaging studies, menopathy, underscans, etc., that everything is covered, and we can set this up pretty quickly. So everybody in the country will be covered with functional testing to find out what's wrong and then fix it with nutraceuticals, diet technology. We need to outlaw genetically modified foods, which are toxic and dangerous monocultures. We need to outlaw forced vaccination, which is toxic to our body politic and our you know, we call herd immunity. And we need to, and in fact, I've got an expert who'll be calling me who's been getting in some trouble, an older doctor here in California, that's certifying people that don't need to take vaccines. You don't need to. If you go to the NVIC, National Vaccine Information Center.org, you can get all the documents, and nobody can force you to take a vaccine. They can call it mandatory if you're a health provider or to go to school. It's not true. So people need to be aware of that. And what happened is, of course, sometimes people try to call me at all hours. Including, this is another thing that's going on, is invasion of privacy. That we see a lot of marketing companies are trying to market stuff, and they will try to contact me while I'm actually in the business of even doing a show. So, you see that happening. So, healthcare, number one, we need to have functional medicine. We need to have we need to have healthy food for everybody. I believe in a thing called a reverse tax. Not a welfare state, but a workfare state. Where, depending where you are, we can make sure we can certify to build homes and apartments and so on. But we make sure that we top up your income based on where you live and what your cost of living is, so that you get a top up. So if you're earning $10 an hour at a specific job and you need $17, we give you the difference. And we're able to then allow you to buy proper groceries and a home. We also make sure we certify that genetically modified foods and forced vaccines are not required. We also give people alternatives to drugs. And we also incorporate occupational medicine with healthcare, and everybody becomes an OCMED doctor, a health provider. We also allow alternative pathways for becoming a health provider. So a nurse practitioner becoming a medical doctor, or a medic can learn the information online and then go to a center of excellence to prove they have the surgical and other skill sets. And once they prove competent, all of a sudden they are certified at a specific level. You can also allow transitions. If you can start off as a primary, say, medical doctor or nurse practitioner, you can become an obstetrician, or you can become a neurologist or an expert in certain kinds of illnesses. So once you've proven competency in that area, you're certified to take care of those type of people. And then people will then be shuttled to you that where you have your skill sets. For example, people see me. I'm a functional medicine doctor. I don't do surgery now. I don't do procedures on people, but I will review their health care, review their imaging studies, review their lab work, and so on, and help them. So, in other words, those kind of cases can be shuttled to me. Also, we allow people that are semi-retired or retired, or people like female doctors working part-time. We also want to make sure we have alternate pathways, so if someone's a medic and they've done 3 tours of duty and they can master the database to be a health provider or surgeon, and they prove they have the surgical skills, presto change-o, they're a surgeon. It means we can bring healthcare down to a system that doesn't require giant insurance carriers and doesn't have top-down control state licensing authorities that will bash doctors and do things differently than the rest of them, that allow patients and doctors to then be in the driver's seat for your healthcare and also fix your body and tweak it so that you don't develop health problems. If you do, you have alternatives like insulin potentiate, chemo, and macrophage activation factor, and dendritic vaccines for cancer rather than paint-by-numbers chemo. For heart, you have basal medical therapy plus peptides plus our nutraceuticals to grow new arteries rather than needing a bypass or stents. It's giving people options. It's allowing people to be back in the driver's seat. It's training people to give them options and health providers not being persecuted because they're treating Lyme disease. Because a lot of doctors in this country, depending on the state licensing authority, can get persecuted simply for giving more than a month of antibiotics, the so-called treat Lyme. I don't believe in antibiotics. We have antipathogenics that are better than that. But what people need to start understanding is we have a system that could be easily fixed, the same way as missile defense. My laser net interferometry system would take the Brilliant Pebbles idea brought 30-some years ago and make it operational. Then we need to share it with other nations that have nuclear weapons so everybody realizes, including sought-off countries that want to have missiles, like Venezuela, would never be able to attack anybody, including not only their local neighbors, but America. We need to stabilize the, I call, defensive Earth strategy against coronal and mass ejections of the sun and harden the power grid in every nation. We need to start thinking globally and trans-globally with, across all nations, and then we can stabilize the world. Back in a moment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, and we have Tony from Nutridyne. Tony, welcome, and let's start off with your great questions. Go ahead.
Thank you. I work out every day after work, and I was kind of wondering, am I getting any benefit from the Nathan Iodine that I'm taking? This is for people who,
Well, I don't like to use the word Nathan because a lot of other companies are manufacturing because they have Nathan. I call it the Edgar Cayce monatomic Tesla activated iodine. So the best way to talk was Tesla activated monatomic high energy plasma shifted. If you do a spectral analysis, which you do on your batches to make sure that they actually the spectral changes occurred when it comes to the Tesla field to shatter the diatomic bond, it has several things that are unique. Firstly, it stimulates 5' deiodinase to activate thyroid hormone. Secondly, it stimulates mitochondriogenesis to make new mitochondria. Thirdly, it raises the redox of the cells, so the cells are then alkaline, and there's higher levels of ATP and NADH from the conversion of fatty acids and fuel. So it's great for workouts. It's great for just maintenance of your mitochondria because your chimera, every cell in your body is a chimera, which is a mixture of a eukaryotic nucleoplasm DNA, which is your chromosomes, and the prokaryotic mitochondria, which are a different organism. So in a sense, you're a chimeric monolith of 15 trillion cells that are organized into organs, but every organ has mitochondria. Some organs more, for example, Purkinje cells in your brain, which are one of the largest cells in your body, have millions of mitochondria, so are cardiomyocytes. And in fact, 2/3 to 3/4 of the dry weight of your heart and your blood vessel wall media is mitochondria. So, Nutridyne also has a property to displace higher energy halides like fluoride, chlorine, bromide that other diatomic iodines don't. In fact, if you take, forms of diatomic iodine like that are often prescribed as a protected against radiation, say from nuclear warfare, because one of the things they'll often do is they'll give you these iodine tablets that are diatomic. And people need to understand they're actually toxic, because if you take too much of it, it'll actually shut down your thyroid, not increase it. So hope that answers your question. They're really not equivalent at all, and you need other things with it. You need CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol. You need other things to stop free radicals. You need things to help improve 5' deamination, 6 other minerals, which are minerals plus. Selenium cruciferate, very important. Force colon, which helps 5' deodination. And if you need thyroid, like metathyroid, you also need to support your adrenal glands, because the two glands that pull your body forward from stress is your adrenal sitting on top of your kidneys and your thyroid in your neck. And so if one horse is not pulling well hard enough, it's going to shift the weight to the other horse. In other words, if your adrenals aren't working, it's going to shift to the thyroid and vice versa. Whether it's type 1, where you have antibodies attacking the gland with thyroid peroxidase, or type 2, which is insulin-resistant hypothyroidism, which can occur with an elevated reverse thyroid, which locks onto the crystal galli of your mitochondria and shuts down oxidative uncoupling of your mitochondria to make ATP and NADH. So your cells shift toward anaerobic metabolism because you're, in a sense, high hypothyroid from either type 1 or type 2.
I see. So you say that the Nutridyn helps with ATP synthesis, and so is this the correct interpretation? So ATP is used to carry out all the reactions in the body, but the energy molecule.
Yeah, making and breaking bonds, basically. It helps you make or break bonds.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so it's crucial.
And folding proteins to create the quaternary structure, which folds over an active monatomic mineral to create, make or break bonds. Every enzyme is basically a folded protein in a quaternary or tertiary structure that actually creates an active site for an enzymatic reaction to make or break bonds. Period.
Right. And so isn't protein the precursor for muscle synthesis? And so I was wondering if Nutridyn helps with production of ATP, and ATP is used to produce protein.
A couple steps before that, you want to get amino acids. Dr. Wolf's formula we have, which is the Mega Muscles, is the best one to take between meals. And I usually recommend you mix Mega Muscles with Sports Energy Light to get ATP and NADH tablets. And then when you take your mitothyroid, usually twice a day, along with Force Colon and Cell Detox Glutathione and Minerals Plus, your body says, oh, okay, I can do this. I can activate your thyroid in each body compartment, whether it's your fatty tissue around your organs or your skin, or your muscles or your brain. And each compartment basically deiodinates separately. It's a separate, different process under the control of your autonomic nervous system.
So is it a correct interpretation to say that since it enhances your ATP synthesis, it helps you build muscle better, for somebody who's interested in, fitness?
I wouldn't do it alone. I would always add the Mega Muscles and the other factors like Minerals Plus and Vitamin Mineral Max. Because without minerals and amino acids, you can't rebuild anything. And also, if you're trying to build muscles now, I'd recommend stem cell support with MycoD2 or ergothionine and a red deer velvet DR that supplies the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones that bypass the stomach and the capsugel. That's why it's patent pending. And then you get mycelized in the terminal ileum to go to the target tissues to supply the building blocks for your stem cells. So if you're going to build a muscle, remember every time you exercise, you get micro injuries. The micro injuries stimulate a healing process and a fitness process. That's why the best exercise machine is the Sonic Life. You can put 10 minutes on it. It's equivalent to more than effective an hour of aerobics every day. If you do epigenetic frequencies through the machine, I can give you the atomic frequencies for amino acids and minerals. And if you have the right in your diet, the minerals and amino acids, then you can rebuild proteins and muscles and whatever. But it's a multi-step process. So the thyroid helps, but it's not by itself. You can't just take thyroid and expect, or even Nutridyne. Now, we have people who regenerate their thyroid gland by taking Nutridyne over, say, 6 months to a year. Their gland will actually come back if it's been damaged by antithyroid antibodies and hypothyroidism. But if you add other things, you'll recover a lot faster than that.
Right. Is your immune system triggered whenever you have micro injuries?
Well, not necessarily. The main thing that's triggered is the production of messenger RNA. And microRNA, and we call the use of microsomes. Microsomes basically carry messages to your RNA to actually make more RNA to actually make the structural things in your endoplasmic reticulum to make structural proteins and enzymes. So that's how it works. I mean, your endoplasmic reticulum has to get a signal from your nucleoplasm, the little spheroid that holds all your genes. And the genes, literally the end of the gene chromosome has a thing called a telomere, an infrared antenna that talks to your ion channels to let amino acids and minerals in to turn on the genes and create messenger RNA. And you need certain nutrients to make RNA, things like uridine, etc. If you don't have them, you can't make mRNA, messenger RNA, to actually talk to your endoplasmic reticulum to make structural proteins and enzymes. So there's layers on this that need to work together.
Right, and so those structural proteins and enzymes are the things that repair the micro injuries?
Yeah, and we're doing basically, the micro injury doesn't necessarily cause major damage. For example, a lot of people say, well, if I do more damage, I'm going to get more healing. No, you don't. In fact, micro injury that doesn't completely repair eventually results in rupture. For example, they did a study about 4 years ago, and they found 78% of NFL and NBA basketball stars, you know, players in their top players, have got a surgical repairable rotator cuff, which eventually, if it ruptures, you're screwed. Right? So if you just look at the shoulder joint, 78% actually have repairable injuries that are basically someday are going to actually ruin their career. And they keep on re-injuring it to the point where it's not healing, but they keep playing because they're making money, you know, $20 million a year or whatever. And so rather than trying to repair the problem before it becomes terminal or taking the right supplements to heal it every night, they keep on playing and playing and playing until one of their five major tendon groups around their shoulder ruptures, and then they're screwed with a frozen shoulder.
During those micro injuries, are cytokines not recruited to that site if there's inflammation?
Well, you're going to have cytokines, but you have what we call healthy cytokines. That's why certain prostaglandins and leukotrienes stimulate the healing process of migration of stem cells. But too much inflammation and cytokines actually blocks healing and blocks the regenerative capacity. So in other words, it's not all bad. So if you take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, increase heart attacks, you get rid of the good cytokines.
Most of you know that.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Tony here from Nutridyne. Now, it's part of an orchestra. I believe the Nutridyne is very remarkable. It's probably one of our top-selling nutraceuticals. And I believe not a magic bullet, but a magic orchestra. And it's part of one of the main instruments of that orchestra to get healed is the amazing nutraceutical Nutridyne. The primary thing is that we have, our population is basically dying, and one of the worst things is what I call a mitochondrial apocalypse, which means everybody's mitochondria are kind of limping toward their grave because of other halides, fluorine, chloride, which displace iodine off your thyroid molecule, and because mitochondria, when they don't work, you move to anaerobesis, which basically means your cells are going to accumulate internal pathogens like Lyme disease or Zika virus. It's going to shut down the production of high-energy molecules like ATP and NADH, and it's going to promote a low pH, so you're going to bioaccumulate toxins, chemical toxins, etc. So Neutrodyne's pretty essential to getting people back on track, isn't it? And
right,
same with animals. You know, you can use it with your animal. If people say, well, is it life extension? Yeah, it is, along with other things. For example, if you're a doggy, when you want life extension, I would recommend a couple. I'd say the top three or four things would be give your doggy a Red Deer Velvet, Myco D2, give him all the minerals and Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus, put it in his dog food, and make sure that he gets a Neutrodyne, because if you don't maintain oxidative metabolism and high energy molecules, you move to anaerobesis, which is cancer and degeneration and lack of ability to heal. Without the energy, your body can't reclone yourself fracturally into a new body, whether you're a person or a doggy. So,
I was actually speaking to a vet that uses the Neutrodyne formula, and I asked them why they give it to them, and they said they're just like humans, like you mentioned. And she says they give it to dogs that are depressed or they're lethargic, you know, they're not moving much. And so it kind of gives them.
Well, they're hypothyroid, they're basically, their oxidative metabolism is shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so here's what we tell people. And you don't need a whole lot. You know, for example, my daughter with Down syndrome, Kelsey, she's hypothyroid. Mm-hmm. So we give her mitothyroid, we give her on her forearm, you don't have to even do it orally. And you can see the drops. She'll put 3 or 4 drops on her arm and go, see, Kelsey? And she's looking at it like, Mommy and Daddy, it's going. And you can see it go, and the body says, thank God you got Neutrodyne, and it's sucking it right through your skin, so you can actually see that kind of light brownie spot disappear in a matter of minutes. You go, whoa, I guess I needed it. And you'll see that. People say, how come it doesn't persist? I say, because your body is going like, oh my God, there's some Neutrodyne. To get rid of the fluoride, chloride, and bromide, turn on your mitochondria, and make your metabolism come back.
Mm.
Now, so it's a big deal. And also, it's an antipathogenic. We see our body is a seething mass of pathogens trying to eat us. Now, I use a joke here, and I'll use it again. What's worse, being eaten by wolves or ducks? Ducks, because they don't have teeth, because they're going to take a long time to chew you up. Well, viruses and bacteria and worms in your gut, like they do in North Korea, don't have teeth, so they're going to take a long time to kill you. They have to dissolve your cells, they've got to chew it up with enzymes, they got to do cytokine levels to make your immune cells produce superoxide, mannerin radical. So basically, it's like being eaten by ducks. Ducks go quack, 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 but they don't have teeth to chew you up in a couple of minutes. They take months or years to kill you, right? And that's what viruses and bacteria and other pathogens do. Neutrodyne helps your body get rid of them. It increases the lymphocyte ability to create superoxide and anion radical, the ultimate laser weapon to kill pathogens. It also improves the ability just to kill them on sight. When you take Neutrodyne, for example, in an inhalation for your lungs, or you're taking it in your diluted, I don't take it full strength because it's a tincture. But if you dilute it and take it with an Omron or Sinus Pulse Elite, you're going to clear up your lungs if you've got cystic fibrosis or chronic recurring asthma because you've got rhinovirus subclass 3.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
growing as a stealth pathogen in your airways.
You know, I was wondering if your metabolism is out of whack. So this is for older men who have a low libido, you know, and their sex drive really isn't there. You had mentioned something about metabolism.
Well, a lot of time if you're hypothyroid or hypomenabolic, you're also going to have what's called somatopause. So you have your growth hormone low, which we can correct with microdose, which is our microdose actual growth hormone. It's not just a releaser. It's actually 100 nanograms per spray. So I recommend 5 to 6 sprays first thing in the morning at bedtime. Secondly, you usually have sex hormone binding globulin binding your male hormone. So you want to release it. So we have Vance Max Plus, either 2 to 4 capsules in the morning. Usually 2 does it. And the hormone synergy, a capsule twice a day to release a male hormone and prevent it from being blocked or converted to female hormone. Then you need DHEA and pregnenolone and testo cream. The testo actually makes your testicles work. I don't believe in giving males hormones because otherwise your testicles shrivel up. I call it the raisin testicle syndrome. Do you like that? Turn your testicles into raisins.
Doesn't Neutrodyne help with the natural production of hormones so you wouldn't have to supplement with any hormones?
No, you're going to need to supplement with pre-hormones. You don't take hormones, you take DHEA and pregnenolone so your body makes adrenal hormones and sex hormones. And you take testo to make your testicles work. I don't want to give hormones because if you do, your primary organs, your adrenal glands, your testicles or ovaries shut down and they actually don't work anymore. They shrivel up. That's why I call it the testicle raisin syndrome, where your testicles shrivel up like raisins. That's pretty funny, but unfortunately these doctors are giving male hormones, either pellets or injectable hormone, and they actually start to convert the excess to female hormone, so they start getting things like breast buds. It's very distressing to have a man in his late 50s that's now in andropause getting breast buds like his teenage daughter that's 16 or 17 going through menarche. It's pretty stupid. All of a sudden, he has as high levels of female hormone as his daughter or granddaughter.
Does Neutrodyne help correct that hormone production?
No, it doesn't.
Because
it doesn't correct it. No, it supports the normal metabolism, but doesn't correct it. Without the other nutraceuticals, it's not going to fix it. See, I tell people, Neutrodyne is great, but it's not a magic bullet. It's going to fix a lot of things, but it's not going to do everything. It's going to kill off pathogens. It's going to stimulate aerobic metabolism. It's going to raise the redox of cells and tissues, and it's going to detox halides. And by the way, one of the primary pollutants that's radiotoxic is halide, is radioiodine. So the first thing you need to have in the home, if there's another surge of radiation from Fukushima, and every day people say, well, it's not still happening. I say, well, it's not happening in the news. That doesn't mean it's not happening. The amount of radiation being released in Fukushima is more than what was the first few weeks of the disaster. It's like a lava lamp underground, and it's releasing massive burps of radiation. Burp. And that 5,500 miles away, half the pollution in, say, San Francisco Bay is actually caused by Fukushima Daiichi. Crazy, eh?
Yeah. See, I was remembering that you said that the Neutrodyne formula helps keep boys from turning into goys.
No. What it's going to do is it's going to raise your energy metabolism, but you're going to need to take supplements to prevent the boy to goy conversion. That's where Men's Max Plus comes in, and hormone synergy that blocks apolipoprotein and norepinephrine. See, you got to understand what's the agenda here. The worldwide agenda, and this may is not open to people's damned opinion. People say, well, that's your opinion, Dr. Deagle. No, it's called science. Science closes the door on opinion. This is not open to your damned opinion. It's just science. Our world is now getting feminized by halides. Fluoride, chloride, and bromide, biotoxins, and pesticides that actually lock onto the female receptor, say 284 times more avidly than even female hormone. So when these affect males, they're actually feminizing males. So, as I say, I used this joke before, if you're a Florida alligator farmer, and of course they're going through hell in the panhandle, but if you're a Florida alligator farmer, you used to be able to tell 35 years ago what the boy alligators were because they were bigger and you could see their diddle parts. Now you got to flip them over because they're similar in size to actually look at their genitals to see if they're a boy alligator or a girl one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So society is getting more twisted, and of course the United Nations and the globalists want to have one sex in 40 or 50 or 70 genders. So they're even producing animal clones now from the same-sex parents. So, you know, and so one of the leading nations doing this is Israel, believe it or not. I call it's a real hell, where they can take two gay men and make either a clone or a hybrid between the two men, and that's their descendant. They can pass on their assets. Well, of course, what sci-fis will say in the future is, you not only can pass on your assets, you can transfer your consciousness to your clone descendant. If you think that's sick and bizarre, unfortunately, we're there now. You know, like they say when you're a kid and you're going to a theme park, hey, Mom and Dad, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Unfortunately, we're almost there yet. Pretty bad, hey?
It is.
And you notice I don't get any callers to disagree with me. You know why? It's painful to disagree with Dr. Deagle. You can ask a question and I'll teach you, but if you disagree, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. And I don't use anesthetics when I do a vivisection.
It's been said.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.